Spencer's Neighborhood on 106.5 The Arch. I'm pretty impressed. We already have about 200 cards, and it's been
wow. You guys move fast.
The second day.
I think these people had these cards like ready to go. Like they were just waiting for us to say, "All right, send them in." Because I mean, how do you get hundreds of cards ready like after the first day?
We have been getting a lot of phone calls though throughout the year of people asking if we were going to do it again. So it's 10,000 cards for the troops, and the troops are going to be at local area VAs. Last year we did this with a lofty goal of 1,000. Now it's 10,000. Last year we got 13,000. So if we get 40,000, that's even better.
That well, no, hold on, 40,000.
That's a lot of cards, but we can do it.
I mean, yeah, the VA hospitals were so happy when we brought the cards by. They literally just decorated the halls. Every room had 30 or 40 cards on every wall.
We had Brando dressed up like Santa Claus.
Perfect. So if you are the first you're hearing about it, it's called 10,000 Cards for the Troops.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we are asking you to get together your family, friends, your coworkers, your church group, whoever, and either write some nice messages on pre-made cards or make handmade cards, and we will deliver them for you to these VA hospitals and help kind of help warm their hearts around the holidays. It's going to be awesome.
If you've already sent in some cards, it doesn't stop there. Just let people know that you sent in some cards, and hopefully that'll fire them up for them to send in some cards.
Chain reaction.
And then they'll tell somebody, hey, look what I did, pat myself on the back, and then their friends will start. That's how all this works. 10,000 cards for the troops. You can get involved just by going to spencersneighborhood.com.